I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And every Monday we are called Helping People. It is because we help people with psychotherapy related issues. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783 with the Board of Behavioral Sciences here in California. I work with the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And before we get started, we'll be talking about issues that are relationship related. And if anything triggers you, I want you to know that the show is not a substitute for seeking professional help, that you can find me on the internet and schedule an appointment, or anybody in your area who's qualified, a PhD, MFT, LCSW, someone who has the credentials behind their name to be able to help you with your trigger points. Okay, so today we're talking about emotional affairs. These are kind of tricky because there's no sexual, physical touching going on, and so we can trick ourselves into thinking that it's just a friendship, or that we're not actually cheating on our significant other. We're just looking for support, or we're just getting certain needs met that our significant other just can't meet, but we're not leaving them. And so I wanted to kind of go over a few aspects of the signs that you're developing an emotional affair with someone else. There's a term out there that I hate. I abhor this term. And it's called your work wife or your work husband. And I'm sure that in many cases that is innocent. And it's just indicative of this is the person who helps me the most at work or what have you. But I think any time that you designate someone as your work wife or your work husband, there is something in your genuine marriage that is just taken away a little bit. And it just feels like people are being very flippant about their marriages. Now, I guess if you're saying that and you're not married and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm a single person, but this is my work wife, then whatever, that's fine. That's how you want to call it. But if you're a married person, I think that that's degrading to your significant other. I've never had anyone call me their work wife, nor has my husband done it or been anybody's work husband. But I've had many colleagues over the years when I was in the corporate arena who did that, and they just laughed about it and thought it was funny, but I've never thought that was funny. And I just want to put that out there, plant that seed for you guys. So signs that you're developing an emotional affair. The first one is intimacy avoidance. To have an emotional affair I'm having a day where I'm tongue-tied. You often start avoiding emotional intimacy in your relationship. And so what does that look like? That looks like you are choosing not to have that argument. And you're not choosing not to have that argument because you're picking your battles. That's not the reason why. You're choosing not to have the argument because you just don't want to get into it with your significant other. You'd rather stay connected close with closeness, watching movies, doing things together outside of the house here and there, but without having the intimate closeness that arguing can bring, where I'm dissatisfied with this aspect of my marriage. I'm dissatisfied with this aspect of the way that we're relating to each other. And if I explain that to you and we talk through it or we argue through it, whatever that looks like, then we can come out of that on the other side feeling like we know each other better, feeling like we respect each other better, feeling like the need that I have is going to be met. Or even if the argument is unresolved, feel like I've been heard. At least now my significant other has the opportunity to hear me. But if we are backing away from that and then going and talking to our friend, quote friend, who is just someone who's just a friend, but they're getting to be one of your best friends, and you're telling them about how you're dissatisfied in your marriage, but you're not telling your significant other, that's avoiding intimacy in your marriage and increasing intimacy in that other relationship.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
All the little things are gone, the things we used to be. Nobody could take us down, there was only you and me. And without you, I can't be.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now is Helping People. And today we're talking about emotional affairs and kind of signs to look for in yourself if one is starting to develop with other people in your life. So this would be someone of the opposite gender who's just a friend, but maybe you consider them one of your best friends, or you have just reconnected on social media or texting or what have you, and you've been spending a lot more time doing the get-to-know-you conversations. And through doing that and through having this friendship with the opposite gender, you start pulling away from your significant other emotionally. So you might still do things together that you enjoy doing. You might still go on hikes and have small talk, and you still might read similar books or go to church and be part of your small group and do the various things that you enjoy doing. Maybe both of you go to your kids' high school games. But the intimacy on an emotional level, you've pulled away. So you're not really telling them what's bothering you, what things hurt your feelings, what things are frustrating, what things need to be worked on. You're just letting that happen and then talking about it later to that special friend. I don't really know how to say the word for the other person without sounding sounding condescending, and I don't want to sound that way. So you've pulled back a little bit, and now there's this void, because one of the reasons you're pulling back is you're afraid of the rejection when you tell them, I'm dissatisfied with this thing in our marriage, I'm dissatisfied with this thing that is happening between the two of us, and you guys get in an argument. So the argument is rejection, right? They're rejecting the thought that you had, or they're rejecting your statement, and now you're in a fight. So you fear that rejection, and there's this, and you don't pull forward closer to your mate to tell them what you need. Instead, you're talking to your friend, and now there's this void in the marriage because you're talking about what you need to your friend, and not to your spouse. And it's kind of alluring because your friend is telling you that you're right. They're not arguing with you about it. They're not rejecting you or putting you in your place with the safety that marriage has to be able to do that. They're telling you how attractive you are or how funny you are. They're validating you in all of the ways that you want to be validated and you need to be validated. But you can't obtain that validation from your spouse because you're not talking to your spouse about what you want and need. Instead, you're talking to your significant other. And so then that you feel like they accept you and they know the true you, and you just get closer and closer to them on that emotional intimacy level. So then the next sign is you're being a friend to them more than you're being a friend to your significant other. There's an article out there and they call it pimp tenderness. When you're a friend, you sincerely share the interest in the life of your other friend, listening and showing concern with the problems in their life. So, sorry about that. So you're criticizing your significant other. Your significant other might be criticizing you, but when you're having a conversation with your new friend, there's none of that criticism because it's exciting. It's a get-to-know-ya kind of conversation or period of time when you're getting to know the other person. And that's fun. Even when you have a platonic friend of the same gender, the get-to-know-ya can be fun. Oh my goodness, my kids do that too. Oh my gosh, I like working on engines. You like working on engines? That's how I get away from the house when the kids are maniacs. We should work on engines together when our kids are both maniacs. There's two platonic guys talking, because that's how guys talk, right? Just kidding. So pimp tenderness, that is a term in this article on affairrecovery.com. I don't want to accidentally copyright infringe their term if they invented it. So you're seeking out every opportunity possible to be thoughtful, to bring them coffee in the morning, to offer to help them. You're creating opportunities to go to lunch or dinner. When you get dressed, you're considering what they look like. You touch them in platonic ways, like you're picking the lint off their shirt. You're straightening their tie. There's a weird hair that's on their lipstick. It's platonic, but it's still touching. And it's not, you don't normally go around touching other people of the opposite gender. It's because you have this false sense of intimacy with this other person. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments. This is Jessica Wilkerson.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So
welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern number, IMF 69783 with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor at Chico Creek Counseling. And if anything that we're talking about on this radio show today triggers you, I want to make sure you know that this is not a substitute for therapy, but rather insight and information. And if you need more, you can give me a call at 530-921-5122. I do have some openings as a therapist. I am taking clients. Once again, that's Chico Creek Counseling, and my name is Jessica Wilkerson, 530-921-5122. So we were just talking about the aspects of an emotional affair, pimp tenderness, which is not a term. I really like that term, but I didn't create it. It's on an article in affairrecovery.com, which is just an amazing website. I really want to encourage you to go do it if you've been in an affair, if you have been the betrayed partner of an affair, if you know somebody who might be having an affair. It is faith-based, and a faith-based website, and it's one that I always recommend people go to because they just have such an amazing list of resources. A blog, they have a whole system of helping you heal from that. I really just respect the creators of that program, affairrecovery.com. So we're talking about what it looks like when you are in an emotional affair. And a lot of times folks don't realize that's what's going on. They genuinely don't. They're not trying to distance themselves from their significant other. They're just excited to find someone who gets them, someone who's just like them, someone who, after years and years of marriage, and we go through periods of lethargy in our marriage where things aren't what they used to be, or periods where you feel like you've been giving and you haven't been getting in return what you've been giving, which is normal, the normal cycle of marriages. We go through those times where it feels like we're putting in all of our effort and our significant other is just taking it for granted. And I guarantee you, though, that there are times where your significant other feels the same way about you. So I think it's really important to also make sure we keep that empathy for our significant other within our frustration, because it's really hard to see that when we're feeling like we're taken for granted. So you're feeling that way, and you have this new friend who's opposite gender, and you guys have been getting really close, and you've been pulling away intimately from your spouse. That doesn't mean sexual intimacy. It means emotional intimacy. You're pulling away. You're not talking about the hard topics that need to be talked about so that you can get through it. So now what happens is you start convincing yourself that your significant other deceived you. And they failed to live up to the expectations that they put out there when you guys were dating or when you got married. You're convincing yourself that because this relationship with this other person or this friendship with this other person is so effortless and so easy, and you can talk and talk and talk and really just get along, that person, that must be meant. It's meant to be. They were brought into your life for a reason. I'd say sometimes they're brought into your life because of the enemy is the reason, but whatever. Whatever we want to believe, that's what I believe. Sustaining the denial necessary. So you need to sustain the denial necessary to justify your emotional affair. You are in denial. You are saying, yeah, someone, one of my girlfriends was telling me that I might be getting a little bit too close to Joe and blah, blah, blah. Or one of my wife says that I'm too close to Sarah and that I shouldn't be such close friends with Sarah. I think that she's just being possessive and controlling and maybe grandizing the whole situation. But what's happening is that you are magnifying what you most admire in this friend. You're seeing them as the most astute, the most intelligent, the most talented, the most beautiful. There's something about them, or they're just exactly like you, something worth putting in the place of your marriage, something worth fighting with your spouse about in order to maintain this friendship. What's more important, the harmony in your marriage or this friendship that is likely evolving into an emotional affair? Well, if you're picking that new friendship, the friendship that's just blossoming over the 20 years of marriage or 5 or 50, then there is another sign that you could be on the verge of an emotional affair, which is just as devastating and confusing as a sexual affair. All right, well, as usual, we're out of time. I could keep going. But remember, if you need to sit down and talk to somebody, I am currently accepting clients. My number is 530-921-5122, and you can find me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com.